One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Cassio's Cut. It's the Christmas special unboxing. We find out what you guys stuffed in my box. We have a bunch of packages. We got some cards.
Yep.
I've got my loving wife, Big Booty Judy, with me as well.
Hey.
All right. So we got. We also got questions we have to
fill. Yes.
Why don't you open a card as we get this thing cranking?
This is from the Hancocks.
Hancocks.
I always think that's his first name. I forget that's the last name.
Oh, Hancock?
Yeah. It's just his name.
Be sure to interact with us. If you want to be a part of our next unboxing episode,
aww,
you can mail anything to Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065. Not sure. He's got his kids on there.
He puts them online. He puts these online.
Okay. Does it say anything?
It says, Wonders of His Love. Merry Christmas from the Hancock family.
Aww. Thank you, Hancock and family. Be Creative Dad, which we will get to. He's sent us a big one. We will open that. He reached out to us on Instagram at Cassio's Cut. Said, best gift Santa, if that's his real name, he says, ever brought you as a kid. BBJ, same question. Hashtag Cassio's Cut.
Oh, man.
What are you thinking there, Judy?
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to remember. I mean,
mine was a drum set.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They regretted that decision immediately.
I really can't remember.
Santa wasn't good to you?
He was great. I just don't remember when I actually got it for my birthday or Christmas. Like, I remember getting, like, Dalmatian stuff when the 101 Dalmatians, like the real one came out. We got like PJs and like, ooh, stuffed animals, and that was really cool.
How about that? That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go over to our Twitter feed. You open up another card for us while I get another question from the peoples at Cassio's Cut on Twitter and Instagram. Does it say who it's from?
No. It says from Mountain Brook, Alabama.
Oh, Mountain Brook. Very, very. Very fancy is Mountain Brook, Alabama.
Merry Christmas from the Laney family.
Oh, it's Hobie.
Oh, okay. We're decking new halls.
Oh.
Oh, so they moved, right?
Oh, they moved to a new house.
Aw.
Hey, Toby.
Look at that beautiful family. I wish, like, I feel like if you're doing family Christmas cards, you got everything together. Like,
notice we got Christmas cards and didn't send any.
Yep.
Nothing. You know what you need to do before this is over? Gotta go get our Oak Ridge Christmas for show everybody.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna go to our Twitter feed. Zach Owen says, here's a couple questions. Top three favorite things about Christmas that is not family, gifts, or giving.
Huh?
Top three favorite things about Christmas, but it can't be about gifts or giving gifts or your family. Well, yours is decorations.
Okay. Well, so I was like, isn't that Christmas? Like, I can't think of anything else, but
decorations,
yeah.
Food?
Yeah, food. Decorations.
We have inflatables in our yard. She is a maniac when it comes to decorations.
Yeah. I know they said not family, but we travel. Usually we travel down to see family. Like, I don't know. Just travel to see.
Traveling?
Traveling to
traveling
farm.
Food and decorations.
Yes.
And I think that's the only thing left.
Yeah. You eliminated all the Christmas things.
Zach, you destroyed everything there. Also, he said, did Judy try my recommendation for Ghost brand protein powder?
I have not.
She really should.
I know I should. I'm a protein freak. I'm like all about this one girl's protein right now. I think I've got like 10 pounds of protein in there. I bought so much. So once I go through all that, I will check Ghost out.
And he said, last for both, what was the coolest, most desired gift you ever got?
Coolest? I should have pre-read these to think what.
You don't know any gifts. Think about that.
I don't know. I don't know what I got. And I know gifts I've got that was really cool. Like
from any Christmas gifts?
I guess I can't remember like Christmas gifts.
Did your family celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
This is getting scary.
Yes. I just don't know if I don't remember getting it for Christmas or birthdays. Like, I remember getting a Game Boy Color that was really...
But you don't remember if it was Christmas or birthday?
No.
All right. This is from Mark and Allison. Mark Nelson, who's in the Sad News Bears with me. Mark and Allison said, sending you all our love. Merry Christmas wishes. May the magic of the Christmas season fill your home with joy and peace. We might be apart today, but you're always in our hearts. We hope you have a very happy, healthy new year and that we can see you again very soon. Take care of yourselves and stay safe. Mark and Allison and Lex.
Oh, that's nice.
That is super nice. You can open this one. We got another card.
All right.
Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama, 35804.
Rotten Crotch.
Rotten Crotch. This one, mine that I'm opening, is from Dawkins, gimmick attorney.
Santa
on the front.
Yes.
Rotten Crotch.
May your Christmas be filled with good times and good friends. Well, maybe not this year, but next year. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Eric. That's
E-Rock.
Very sweet.
See? Look at this. Dawkins and the fam, social distance in their mask.
Oh, God.
That is fantastic. 2020 was quite a year for all of us, sharing you love, happiness, and strength in the upcoming year. Giving thanks to our family and friends in Thanksgiving this Christmas, as always.
Well, look at that. They're doing the double-sided. You notice that?
This is fancy.
Double-sided.
We got to step our game up.
No, that must be the new thing.
Right.
Hit them with two pictures.
Hit them. this looks like it's from a business.
You want the scissors?
So maybe it has a note in it.
The knife?
I think I can get this.
You sure?
I spoke wrong.
Here we go. You got it?
I got it.
You getting it out of there?
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
Oh my gosh, it's a TARDIS. It's
a tardigrade.
Stress tardigrade.
Oh my goodness. Tell a story about the tardigrade.
We did. I played it on my best of show on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Yes, my niece loves tardigrades. We might be giving this one to her. She will.
That. Oh, are we?
Yes.
You're just re-gifting what I just got?
She will love it more than us. She will absolutely love it. Even though, like, I imagine guests coming over and they see this thing and they're like, what is this?
It looks like it's got a beehole for a face.
It does.
I don't even know which side's the face and which side's the bee.
Oh, that's so
extra
funny.
Squishy tardigrade.
Stress tardigrade.
Go back and listen to my last Jimbo and Cassio podcast episode and you will hear the tardigrade story. Thank you to whoever sent that. Did not have a note in it.
This is amazing.
Thank you so much. That is awesome.
They're water bears. They're basically superheroes of
the animal universe.
Yeah. I mean, they can survive everything.
Make sure there wasn't another note in there. Make sure I didn't miss.
I didn't see any. Truth serum.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Here are some more podcast shenanigans from Mike Bimble. He made another one.
Another one.
All right. We got truth or dare.
Oh, is it card game? Oh, I love card games.
Find out what your friends are capable of in this adult party game of hilarious dares and terrible truths.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Super fun.
Where's the, where'd you put the old blade there? Do a blade job on that, and then I'll do a blade job on the... Cut the little thing on the back and take a card out. Thank you, Mike Booble. 100%. He's hit every single unboxing episode. Here we go. I need it. All right. We're going to open our next box from Paul Anderson. All right, as we open up.
Oh, gosh. You want a truth or dare?
Oh, well, I don't think we can dare here right in the middle of the podcast, can we?
Yeah, you're right.
Are you reading it?
Okay. Truth. Let someone go through your Amazon purchase history and read it out to the group.
Mine's pretty simple. Oh, you do all the Amazon stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing embarrassing.
Is it not? Is it a lot of protein powder?
No.
Whoa. This one is from Paul Anderson. Move that so we don't want to knock that off. Paul Anderson, South Haven, Mississippi. Whoa. We got the Star Wars. Oh, it's a lightsaber lamp.
What? Oh, my stars.
Check that out. Lightsaber lamp.
That's cool.
That is super cool.
Wow.
We should open it up. I think we need to blade job again. You get that open. I'm going to go back to the Twitter feed. At Cassio's Cut. Vitamin J, he says... Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, Judy, and your many, 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 many pets.
That's true.
I hope that your 2021 is filled with many potatoes that are mashed and much candy that is in need of a liquor. Hashtag Cassio's Christmas. Thank you, Vitamin J. Appreciate all your support and always interacting with us. Mike Booble.
This is awesome.
Oh, no. Beep. Mike Booble tweeted in, be honest, Elf is wildly overrated. Also, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Shut your mouth. first of all...
Well, we got the Die Hard Christmas kit in the back.
That's true. I mean, it is a Christmas... It does say Christmas on there. Die Hard Christmas.
Bruce Willis said it's not.
Yeah. But did he make the movie?
He's the star.
He is the star.
I think the guy who made it just now came out and said that it is a Christmas movie, that he'll accept it. I think he just wants to
make more money.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Elf is not overrated.
No. I mean,
at Duckworth 441 says, true on both accounts, Elf is terrible.
Elf is not terrible. Mm. You probably should watch on Netflix the Christmas movies that made us, and that was like I had more appreciation of it. Like there was some work, and like I didn't know that kind of catapulted Will Ferrell's career, like movie career, like not serious, but I guess a different role other than the stupid movies.
Well, I mean, he made Night at the Roxbury, and then he had the appearance in Old School, and that was an issue. Go watch the holiday movies that made us on Netflix if you have not watched it already. You will greatly appreciate it, like Judy says. Let's see what else. Are we ready here?
I think so. Let's do... What is this? A fan.
A fan.
Okay. A fan.
From where? Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. Wow.
Please don't cut yourself. As we open our last couple here on the Christmas episode, hey, if you sent it in, I know we had a couple sent stuff in and did not get here in time. I know the USPS is a little backed up, so we'll get that in on our next unboxing episode if you sent something and it did not make it to this one. What we got?
To Judy and Cassio, love listening to your program, love watching your videos, love being most likely your oldest fan at 86 years of age.
What?
Love your love of music. All I can do is lick candy with my dentures coming out so easy. Merry Christmas from Paul. Can I say his last name?
Yeah.
Tidwell. Paul Tidwell. Wow. That's awesome.
What do you got? A music game.
This is cool. A lively mix of music trivia. 80s and 90s rock.
What?
80s and... Music trivia?
You said music.
Music trivia.
Music trivia.
This is awesome.
The
cars. Yes. I love games. This will be fun.
80s, 90s rock and chart toppers.
Yes. We love like guessing stuff like that. We play that in the car. This is awesome.
We're going to play it tonight.
Yeah. 3 hondo questions.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah,
Paul,
thanks. That's awesome.
I don't know that for a fact. I think 86 has got to be the oldest listener. If he thinks he is, I'm stamping it. He's oldest listener.
Paul. You got the oldest listener award.
Well, you said your name first. Don't switch it up. He wrote it to me.
Judy and Cassio.
It's Cassio and Judy.
Judy and Cassio.
Cassio and Judy.
I said it how it should be written.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, this one's from Be Creative Dad. If you know, he's sent some stuff in the past. Last Christmas, he sent us the cat. He makes things. He made the Thor hammer, and he made the cat from National Lampoon's Christmas.
He's got a Pinterest account. Where is it, Pinterest?
Etsy.
Etsy. He has Etsy.
Right there on the bottom. Yeah, there we go. Get it in the video. Etsy.com/shop/B. And then Creative Dad, and he makes stuff. Love following him on Instagram and the whole deal, so you can see all his stuff. Whoa, check this out. It's a Christmas wreath.
Oh my gosh, it's Little Debbie's!
It has Christmas tree cakes on it.
So cute.
Oh.
Look at that. I love that. That is going on the wall.
Front door right now.
Yes. This is awesome.
That is.
Look at all the detail. The little sprinkles.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I don't know if they're real. Oh, they're not real. How about those? I just checked to make sure they're real cakes. Yeah. They look pretty freaking good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Look at that.
The same. Wow. That's really curated.
Thank you, Be Creative Dad. We always appreciate you, man. You are super talented, and if you guys need anything awesome, unique, he had Halloween wreaths.
Yes.
He had all kind of stuff on there, so that is super cool. Maybe you can request the Little Debbie wreath. I don't know if that was one of a kind or not.
I hope he makes a whole run of them. That's going to sell awesome.
Yeah, those are absolutely fantastic. Let me... He sent us a message, so I want to make sure I get it. Instagram. By the way, Instagram changed their stuff. They're clunky now. It's clunky to switch around.
Yeah.
He said, I got the deal. It's a little something just for you. You'll have the only one, just like the pod, just like listening to the pod. So consider this a gift to you and the missus. So they don't even make those. That's one of a kind.
What? One of a kind.
He's at b.creativedad on Instagram. You can check out all his stuff there. Go to his Etsy store.
Yeah.
Send him a message telling him you heard it on Cassio's Cut.
Yeah.
He knows that you are a fellow candy licker.
Yeah, and I'm sure if the price is right, he'll make you one.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
we just want to say this is short and sweet, but we want to spend our holidays with you. We thank you for taking your time out here during the holidays and hanging with us. Judy, love you.
Love you.
Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Next week, we will have a New Year's special. We're going to drop it on New Year's Eve as well. maybe we can figure out a New Year's party, or we can time it out.
Yeah.
We'll do something, but we will drop it special. It will be on New Year's Eve as well, since we bumped this one back. And then after the beginning of the year, we'll go back to our regular scheduled Tuesday drops. So if you want to be in on our next one, be sure you mail anything you want to Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama 35804. Follow us on social media at Cassio's Cut, and you might be involved in our next episode as well there. And, of course, you can always listen, download wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can watch it on YouTube. If you're listening to this, go check out the video over on YouTube. And if you are watching on YouTube, be sure you like it. Be sure you subscribe to the channel and drop us a comment. Wish us Happy New Year, Merry Christmas in the comment section. Stay safe, everybody. I know it's a weird holidays, but we all got through this together. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yep.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.